The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, I'm Ira Melman in Washington with entertainment news. The American Accordionist Association celebrates its 80th anniversary this year, gathering in Alexandria, Virginia, to showcase performers of all ages and abilities. From Alexandria, VOA's Joe Craig has more.
It's an annual festival for accordion players from the U.S. and beyond to show off their skills and share ideas. Some have just started learning, while others, like Joan Grauman, the historian of the American Accordionists Association, have been playing for years.
But those of my age group who are in their 60s and 70s, the accordion schools were enormous back then. And a lot of families, they couldn't afford a piano. They had a very small apartment. But they could get a little accordion for their kids. And their children would join the accordion orchestras in their schools, and then they would compete.
Many, like Alex Hudeley, believe that a resurgence is slowly gaining traction in the United States. Hudeley has been playing the accordion since he was a child, and his son Peter carries on the family tradition.
Being from an ethnic background, I've grown up in a Ukrainian community all my life with children's groups and resorts in the Catskills and stuff like that. And actually, from the age of 15 to 23, I had a house band or played in the house band at the resort. So I loved the folk music. It was all around me.
Lou Coppola, who received the American Accordionists Association Lifetime Achievement Award, played the accordion in the Air Force Band for 28 years. During that time, he entertained 9 different U.S. presidents and hundreds of heads of state. Coppola recalls that the accordion's popularity in the U.S. diminished because of the Beatles, as more young people began preferring the guitar. As for his own playing style, Coppola says he favors classical to avoid accordion stereotypes.
It's interesting. I go out of my way not to play polkas for that reason, because people think that's all you do.
But no matter what kind of music is played, the accordionists here are hopeful that the younger generation will continue the musical tradition. Jill Craig, VOA News, Alexandria, Virginia.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Join us next time for Entertainment News.
That was a program from the Voice of America.